You are listening to episode 137 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 137. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran, author, and the host of the Walking Leader Podcast. How are you? How's everybody? How's it going? Hope you had a great week. It's been a week since we last talked, so I hope it's been good. What are you thinking of the podcast? I'm really excited about this series on soft skills. It's something that, you know, I'm learning, and I hope you're learning. I hope you're picking up something, and I hope it's starting a conversation, at least within you, and how to answer that age-old question that we get asked when we go for a job interview. What's your strength? What's your weakness? And here's what we're talking about. We're talking about soft skills. So if you don't know that, guess what? Welcome. Because that is exactly what we're talking about. We're going to give you the skills, or introduce you to the skills and the tools that you need to develop these soft skills so you can answer those questions. And especially that one. That's a big one. That's a big one. It kind of leaves everybody, oh, well, I don't like to toot my own horn. But no, you're supposed to toot your own horn. That's why they asked you the question. So here we go. Soft skills. So in this episode, I continue with part 8 of learning those soft skills, the podcast series. And this is the 8th of a 12-part series on soft skills. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about, yes, of everything that we've ever talked about and everything from episode 1 to now. It's the soft skill of leadership. And folks, yes, it is a soft skill. And again, this is going to be one of those that you can take the initiative, you can take it, you can learn from it, you can master it eventually. But again, do you never really truly master this soft skill? You never truly master being a leader or taking the leadership position or being a leader or being considered a leader or being called a leader. But it's one that you can take it, you can deal with it, you can run with it, you can make the best of it. And unfortunately, far too many people make the worst of it because it goes straight to their head. And learning it early on and getting knocked down early on with leadership, it's like, oh, well, you went too far. That's how you learn. And I'm guilty of that. I learned the hard way. Early on, I was given a position of leadership and said, you can handle it. This is you. And it's like, oh, okay, well, of course, yeah, I can handle it. No, I couldn't handle it. But it's one of those that you learn from it. And of course, that was, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago. But here we are today, and I still haven't mastered it. I've got a long way to go. But guess what? I'm not afraid to step up when it's time to step up. I'm not afraid to be out in front when it's time to be out in front. And I'm not afraid to be behind to let them know I got their six. And that's a leader. That truly is a leader. So folks, let's talk about what we've got. I've gone over to the topresume.com website and their article, The 6 Soft Skills Employers Are Looking For. And the 6th skill here that they talk about is leadership. And I quote, this could be the most important of the soft skills. By far it is. Good work ethic, problem solving, time management, communications, and teamwork ability are all the skills that can make you a great employee. Now, leadership skills make you a candidate to be more than just that. No matter the job, most employers are looking for someone who is capable of growing beyond the job. In fact, leadership skills can really be looked at as a combination of all the other soft skills. And yeah, why am I putting it kind of like in, well, two-thirds of the way in? Because it deserves to be there. It's going to be the core. And that's why I'm introducing it here in part 8 of the 12-part series, because there's still more to go. And leadership is the pinnacle of everything, and that's why I have it here. So I continue. When you put them together, and we're talking about all the other skills, you have a person who can not only work well with the team, but can take the reins and make the rest of the team better. And ultimately, that is the goal of a leader, is to make everybody else better, not just the leader. Because if the leader's in it to make themselves better, guess what? You're just a bad manager, and it's just that. That's it. That's all you'll ever be. So think about it. If you're there to make them better, once you make them better, guess what? You become better because, hey, you make better people. Think about it. It's like a parent. You want your kids to be better than you. You want your kids to outdo you. You want your kids to outshine you and be better than you ever were. And if you're one of those parents that doesn't see it that way, then you really shouldn't be a parent. Because, again, we want our children to be better than us. I continue with the top resume article, a couple of paragraphs. Quote, if you've been in charge of big projects in the past, that bring that out in your resume and in interviews. Show that you're not someone who's just looking to punch in and punch out, but an applicant who is ready to conquer this job and grow into a future leader within the organization. That makes you a very attractive investment for the hiring company. Sell yourself, folks. You have to sell yourself because no one else is, and this is your one opportunity to sell yourself. Think of your soft skills as the accessories to your training in your field. They alone cannot qualify you for a job, but when paired with solid credentials, they can make you a much more attractive candidate for any job. And folks, leadership is that tipping point. If you've got it and you can handle it and you can do it, then by all means, enjoy it, learn from it, grow from it, and help others grow too. Monster.com, the soft skills you need article. Leadership, why you need it. They say why you need it. Having confidence and a clear vision can help influence your coworkers and get them on board with your ideas now and in the future. Displaying such leadership skills helps you gain visibility within an organization, which can lead to more opportunities for promotions or salary bumps. Folks, there's nothing wrong with that. The key here as the leader is you have to take the initiative. You have to step up. You have to do even the littlest thing. If you design a form that never existed and you feel, you know, this is going to solve some problems, then do it. Step up and do it. But do not wait around for somebody to tell you to do it. Now, obviously, if there's a hierarchy and there's micromanagers at all levels, then you're going to run into stumbling blocks. But again, if you start even making the micromanagers look good because you're going and you're taking the initiative, guess what? You're going to get recognized. So get out there. Do something. And take the initiative and seize the opportunities that are out there. Because if you don't seize those opportunities, somebody else will. Continuing with Monster. Why employers want leadership? Well, bosses and managers are always looking for employees with leadership potential because those workers will one day be taking over the reins and building on the company's legacy. It is. And as a leader, you should always go into any new hire situation as, who's going to be your replacement? Is this person that you're hiring going to be your replacement? And whether they are or not, you should treat them that way. Do they have the competency to be your replacement? Can they replace you? Now, if you're ultimately scared by that thought, then again, you're in a position you don't need to be in. Because eventually there's going to come a time when you retire, you're going to have to go, something happens, good or bad, you're going to have to leave the organization. Are you going to leave it with a legacy, or are you going to leave it with just, you're going to leave it in shambles because, again, you were too worried about who was going to replace you as opposed to creating somebody, molding somebody, and making somebody. So, see where I'm going with all of this? It's difficult, but it's a necessary difficulty. Continuing with Monster. How to gain it. Being a leader isn't merely about getting people to do what you want. Leadership means inspiring and helping others reach their full potential. One way to do that is to become an internship supervisor, which gives you the opportunity to manage people, learn how to motivate a team, and take more responsibility. And ultimately, folks, what none of these articles show and what nothing else, but it's the one thing that I truly believe in, is if you can gain their trust, and they freely, willfully trust you, you are a leader. And that truly is what makes a leader. So if you've got all of that, if you're not afraid to take the initiative, if you're not afraid to stand out in a crowd, if you're not afraid to lead from the front and also lead from the rear, letting them know that you've got their six, you've got their back, then and only then can they fully hand over their trust to you. And then, and only then, are you truly a leader. So you see what I'm saying here? What I'm trying to say here is it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of hard work, but work at it. There's plenty of good books out there, my book included, but there's plenty of great books out there, my book included. Get out there, read some books, watch some videos, listen to some audiobooks, more podcasts. Get out there and learn. Learn from the experience of others because, folks, you know nothing. If you're a first timer, you're just starting off your new job, you just graduated college, you just graduated high school, and this is your first real job, and I'm not talking the job that, you know, you're stuffing envelopes or you're sweeping this or you're sweeping that at your uncle's business because, well, you know, they gave you a summer job. No, I'm talking full-fledged, you're working hard, you're doing something, you're contributing to the success of the organization. Then, and only then, should you really truly be giving it 110%? Now, I'm not saying you give everybody else 100%, and I did it. I said 110%, and I detest 110%, because if you can give 110%, that means you can give, that you're not giving everything to begin with if you've got that extra 10% to give. So I stand corrected. Now, don't get me wrong. When family business, the uncle gives you a business, well, you don't understand that the family business has already its hierarchy in place. If you're a niece, a nephew, a cousin, you're not the direct family. You're not the inner circle. Guess what? They've already got their succession in line. So be careful there. Or understand it. It's not to say that you shouldn't give them everything or give them more than 100%. Give 100%. No, you give 100% to everything you do, but understand that you have more room to grow in a non-family-based organization. Because, again, they're always looking for leaders. They're always looking for people to step up. They are always on the hunt for people to say, hey, this gal, they're going to make us look great. And truly, that's what they want. So, folks, work on your leadership skills. Take the initiative. Don't be afraid. Don't be humble. Don't be shy. Most of all, don't be afraid. And, by the way, don't try to be a perfectionist when you're trying to be a leader, because that is the great way to become not a leader. Perfection will destroy any soft skill you try to accomplish. You'll never perfect any soft. And I've never said, this is the first time I think I've said the word perfect or perfection in any of the series so far, because again, there's mastery, but there is no perfection. And understand that perfection is for fools. Perfection is for procrastinators. Perfection is for people that don't really truly want to do it and use it as an excuse. And excuses, leaders, that doesn't work together. Those two words should never be said in the same sentence. There's no excuse, unless it's no excuses to be a leader. There are no excuses, and there is no perfection. There is no perfect leader. There never has been. There never will be. And again, don't point to religion, because everyone's religion is right and everyone's religion is wrong, because that's why we have so many different religions. So even then, there's still no perfection. So understand that there is no perfect leader. And if you want to be the perfect leader, you're never going to attain that. You never will be that. And you're only fooling yourself, because everybody else can see right through that and already knows what you should have been told a long time ago. Perfection cannot be achieved. So with that being said, everyone, you've been listening to episode 137, part 8 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. We're talking about leadership as a soft skill. I do invite you to email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Send me an email. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know what you think of all the episodes. Let me know what you think of the series. I truly want to hear from you. If I'm doing something wrong, I want to know, because I got to get better. And if I'm doing something right, I want to know, because I want to continue to get better, better for you. Because if I can deliver for you what you need, then I've done my job. And folks, that's why I'm doing this. It's for you. So again, listen, let me know what you think. We'll go from there. Don't forget to visit my YouTube page, and that's on the show notes on, that's on my website, daveguerra.com. I've got a daily Monday through Friday video. I go live on Facebook at 6:45 Central Time, 7:45 Eastern. A couple of minutes, and we talk about current events, leadership aspect of current events, sports, in the news, Forbes. We go to Forbes magazine and we tear out an article and we dissect it a little bit. And of course, leadership principles. So join me there as well. I thank you for your time. You've been listening to episode 137. Please join me next week on episode 138 as I continue talking about learning those soft skills. And we're going to talk about work ethic as a soft skill. Until then, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.